61.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another edition of Auto World, and a special edition indeed as we continue to bring you coverage of the recently concluded SEMA event, which was held out in Las Vegas a couple of weeks back. We did an enormous number of interviews there, so all throughout today's broadcast, we're going to bring you some of the cool ones. In hour number two, we'll be joined by the infamous Goldberg, Bill Goldberg, former professional football player, former pro wrestler, actor, celebrity apprentice, now television host, and more. But we are going to begin, easy enough for me to say, here on today's broadcast with an interview that I did with the legendary race car driver Bob Bondurant, as well as his new wife.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much as we bring you extensive coverage of the SEMA Show 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by two folks right now, the Bondurants. That's right. Bob Bondurant has just recently married, and his beautiful bride is sitting with us. But this gentleman, the world knows, is one of the greatest racing car drivers of all time, the founder of the Bondurant School of High Performance Driving, and one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. Bob, welcome to the program.
Oh, glad to be here. This is fantastic.
Well, congratulations, and we got to relive this story a little bit. You were at an auction in Arizona not that long ago. I believe it was last January, right?
You were at Russo Steel.
Yeah.
And looked at all the cars, all that. I got free to leave, and look at them. I saw this gorgeous blonde. Wow. I said, you are beautiful. I said, you look fantastic. I said, I never do this. Are you married? And she said, no. And I said, neither am I.
True story. You can imagine what I'm thinking. This guy is a nut. Somebody help me get out of here. I'm married to him now, of course.
Of course. And your daughter was there as well.
Yep. Yep. She had gone through the school 5 years earlier when we bought the Viper. I said, 16-year-old Miss Teen Arizona, you're not getting behind the wheel of that Viper until you go through a high-performance driving school. I had no idea she picked Bob Bondurant. And she turns around and says, Mom, he's perfect for you. And I'm like, you have lost your mind. I'm not going out with your instructor. I had no idea this guy was a race car driver or anything about him.
Oh, I know. And you've learned a lot. And certainly we'll relive some of those moments here. And it's interesting that you guys went on your honeymoon and you were married, not in your usual venue. You were married on a track in which Bob actually had raced on years before. Bob, tell us about how this came down.
Well, we decided to go to Monte Carlo, and belong to the Ancien Pilot Grand Prix Club, the retired Formula One drivers, and we're meeting in Monaco, and we talked about this. I said, well, you know, let's get married in Monte Carlo, and we'll see if we can pull it off on the racetrack. Never been done before, and everyone said, oh, you can't do it, and this and that. We put that together, and we got married on the track during the Grand Prix. Yeah, on Thursday was all-day practice. Friday, I found out that the practice was only in the morning, and the track was open in the afternoon.
Perfect.
For pedestrians.
Yeah.
So she found the wedding planner.
Wow.
So here we are in our Ken and Barbie doll clothes, right? My very dear friend is the designer of all the costumes on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
So he designed our wedding outfits. So he has me in a short Barbie doll, honest to Pete, Barbie doll vintage dress, and has him in the Casino Royale, the white dinner jacket, the black tuxedo pants, and we walk by all the mega yachts.
Yes.
And they each stand up, and they're clapping, going, congratulations. And we felt so special.
Oh, of course. What a special moment. And, and then I know you went on a honeymoon to Maranello, the home of Ferrari, and what a great opportunity that was. So, Bob, let me indulge you for a moment, if you don't mind, because I just love hearing these stories. I am fascinated with your interactions with the one and only Enzo Ferrari. You have told me some very secret stories here. So tell our listeners a little bit about your adventures with Enzo.
My adventures with Enzo were fantastic. It started prior to that. We're driving for Shelby and the Cobras. Our mission was to beat Ferrari in the World Manufacturer Championship. It had never been done yet. We missed by 5 points the first time, and we went back, won 7 of the 10 races, beat Ferrari. Then I heard, I got a message, Enzo Ferrari wanted to meet me. I went down there, and that was fantastic in itself.
Absolutely, just to be summoned by Mr. Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, that didn't happen to too many people.
Exactly. So what was that like?
Well, it was fantastic. He said, would you like to live in Italy? I said, see, by driving a Ferrari Formula 1. But you must drive the prototypes for the Formula 1. I said, that's fine because I'm also driving the Ford GT40s for Ford.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to have more horsepower next year. They may beat you. I said, Ford will never beat me. Yeah, okay.
And I understand, Bob, also that he could understand English, but he wouldn't speak it.
Yeah, he wouldn't speak it, but he understands every word. John Surtees was his Formula 1 driver, also a good friend of mine, and he translated for us, and I kept pushing Formula 1, and we got done with about an hour in, interview, which is fantastic. Then we went to the race shop, and very proudly, he points out, here are the prototypo. So I said, that's fantastic. But over here is Formula Uno, and I've been pushing Formula Uno during this whole conversation.
Yeah.
He said, that's what I really want to do. And I said, when will you let me know? I didn't ask yet.
Yeah.
He said, when will you let me know? He said, when I decide. I said, 1 week, 2 weeks. And very sternly, he looked at me and said, when I decide. I go, time to shut your mouth on that. I went to Monza, and that was the Italian Grand Prix that weekend, and I ended up driving a Formula 3 Lotus in one race. Yeah, so that was it.
Absolutely.
And didn't have anything the first week or the second week, and I thought, well, maybe I pushed too hard. And then 3 days later, I get a call to go back to Maranello, be fitted for my Formula 1 car for the U.S. Grand Prix. And the Formula 1 car was a Dino Ferrari. And later, apparently I looked an awful lot like Dino.
Really? Wow.
They only built two Dino Formula 1 cars. They were V8s.
Yes.
So I was racing at the U.S. Grand Prix. And we qualified, I think, 14th, 16th, somewhere in there. And we're doing well. I did not realize what position I was, but I worked my way up to sixth place. And it started raining real hard. Well, racing in Europe, you get used to racing in the rain. And the V12s can't use all the power.
Right.
And then we had goggles in with elastic band.
Wow.
Stretched in the rain.
Oh,
goggles
boy.
Flew down. And I'm going, oh, God, what am I going to do now? So I put them back on, leave out the Formula 1 car. You can't leave very far. They're kind of blowing around. Couldn't see very well. So I pulled them back up, held them up by four fingers, one hand, and drove the rest of the race with one hand, did a shift, and put my leg underneath the steering wheel. And then the shift, and right hand back on the wheel. And he ended up finishing ninth.
Wow, great story.
And then he was trying to decide whether he wanted an American or an Italian. He chose the Italian. The Italian that I drove, that he chose, was the one that I raced against in 65 and 64 and 65. And we looked a lot alike. It was amazing. And we became really good friends. Then I raced for Ferrari in a long distance race in 66. And then I raced Formula One in the DRM.
Wow.
And worked on a movie Grand Prix at the same time.
Yeah, we got to talk.
We'll definitely be talking more to Bob Bondurant in the future. Maybe we'll play more of that interview conducted a few weeks back at the SEMA show in Las Vegas. We'll step aside, but straight ahead, up next, a gentleman from AMSOIL. I'm Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And for those of our listeners who haven't used a synthetic motor oil, there are certainly some very significant advantages to using synthetics over traditional mineral oil. Explain some of those benefits, Ed.
Well, the first one you notice in northern Minnesota is that it flows when it's 30 below, and I've seen 42 below on my thermometer.
Wow.
But it also reduces friction in the engine. Engines run cooler. Synthetic transmission fluids and differential fluids also help the drivetrain run cooler, especially important when you're towing. The high film strength and eliminates metal-to-metal contact in certain parts of the engine. So there's a number of benefits. It doesn't boil away is another real benefit, because conventional oil, the lighter molecules would boil off, and so the viscosity would actually change because you got the thicker.
Sure, that makes sense.
That's why people always change their oil, because it's becoming degraded relatively quickly. But synthetic motor oil, the way we formulate it with the special additives that we put in it, gives it that longevity. So we recommend and 25,000 mile oil change without any worries.
So 25,000 miles without having to change your oil. I mean, that's going to be music to the ears of all of our listeners, because, you know, so many people are into that 3,000 miles, 3 month routine. So this can break that cycle and save some money.
Because most people really find changing oil to be a hassle. And even if they feel uncomfortable with that because they've been drilled into their heads the 3,000 mile oil change, we have 10,000 mile XL product line that is right within reach. And that's where a lot of people are with the new GM oil monitors.
Sure,
and,
that's true.
And then we just introduced at this show an OE oil. It's an OE synthetic oil that's APISN, ILSAC, GF5, whatever the oil change interval of the manufacturer, that's what this is made for. So people don't feel like, gee, I'm not sure how I feel about that long grain interval, but I like the benefits of synthetic. And so that's the newest thing we have here at the show.
And, Ed, of course, we can't overlook the fact that today purchasing a vehicle is usually the second biggest investment that a person makes. Average new vehicle is over $30,000, and that's just for nothing that special, just an average one. And it's an investment that you must take care of. So by using the synthetic, you're going to have less engine wear.
I feel I don't want to dish this your listeners if they buy oil at Walmart, but you spend that much money on a car, you want to take care of it. You do spend the money on the insurance. Why not insure the interior of the engine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that really...
That's so true. Absolutely. All right, thank you. Very good, thank you. Hollywood Tim passing by here at our broadcast locale. But you're right. I mean, when you tear down an engine that has been run exclusively on synthetic motor oil compared to a vehicle that has been running on mineral oil, there are really some significant differences.
And it can be ugly.
It can be ugly. Yeah, I can imagine.
So that was actually, I'm one of the few employees. I was actually an Amsoil dealer before I became an employee with the company. I was a freelance writer in the cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I didn't know a lot about mechanics and cars at the time, but I had Amsoil in my car, and each of the mechanics that I took my car to wanted to become an Amsoil dealer after they saw how clean my engine was. It was pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And speaking of impressive, you guys won a product award here at SEMA 2010. So congratulations. You won the best new product in the power sports division. Tell us all about that.
Well, we've been throwing our hat in the ring in the new product showcase for more than a dozen years, and probably half dozen new products a year introduced here. We have other products in other industries that aren't suitable for this market. But on Monday, I got the call that our QuickShot SE, which is a fuel stabilizer and engine cleaner for small engines, won best new product for power sports. And that was a pretty thrilling thing. One of the things that is happening right now and why the new product showcase is significant, we live in an era of rapid change, so all these things are changing. And then when things change, how this affects that, and how, for example, the ethanol issue.
Yes.
So gasoline is not as stable as it used to be, there is a need for products to solve the problem of deterioration of fuel, because it's happening faster than it used to. And so this one reason why this product, one investment product.
You're so correct with that. I mean, there have been so many changes in the industry over the last few years, and especially, as you say, it seems like things are changing at such a rapid pace, it's almost hard to keep up.
Well, and that's what associations like the SEMA are all about, is people can all meet together. There's panel discussions, and there's meetings, and the meeting of the minds in the industry learns from each other and sees what's going on, and we go back and, hey, we have to address this, or there, here's a problem we're hearing is happening, like the zinc in oil that was, as phosphate levels were reduced, and there were problems with flat tap at cans, so we have a high zinc oil to address that.
Let's talk about those additives, and I know they're kind of a company secret, but I would imagine the additives that you're using in the AMSOIL products are very, very highly investigated and thoroughly evaluated and probably tweaked, you know, as conditions warrant and as the industry changes.
Actually, there are so many different kinds of things that are working in the formulation of an oil. There's the anti-foaming, and there's the there's a whole range of stuff. Actually, you could go to our website and read about the kinds of additives used in oil formulation. But I forgot the question now.
Yeah, no, I was just asking you about the additives that are.
The main additive companies in this country. I won't name names, but in the industry we know them. They come to us first because we're formulating, as our target is to have the best oil, and some of those additives are very expensive. And so the other oil companies, and I'm not saying all, or saying no to all these things, but there is a recognition that they have shareholders, and they want to, they don't, they're formulating, but also selling on margins and trying to make their money, and we're formulating for the target of having the best product, and for that reason, when you have a different target, you have a different result.
So true. How can folks find out more information about AMSOIL? And by the way, is it sold through direct retail, or whereabouts can folks get to?
AMSOIL.com. We've had an increasing numbers of orders that are taken.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 40% of our business is online now at www.amsoil.com. There's 7,000 pages of content, information, more than you ever want. And but also we sell through retail shops. We have a network of dealers, so you might
sure.
see signs on your street. But there's also all kinds of auto parts stores and
mm-hmm.
Specialty shops, and so we're not as hard to find as it used to be.
Yes,
but still,
good news.
The fans are still loyal.
Absolutely, and the proper website address one more time:
www.amsoil.com. AMSOIL.
Well, I'm a fan. Hope everybody else also becomes a fan. AMSOIL is the product, and Ed Newman, the director of advertising, has been our special guest here from SEMA.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here as we bring you extensive coverage of the SEMA show 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by a gentleman who we've talked to in the past, and he's going to be telling us about his latest venture. It's called Go Green Rally, and to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Jean-Paul Libert to the airways. Hey there, Jean-Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us here to tell you more about this inaugural Go Green at the rally.
Wonderful. Well, we all know some of the past work that you've done, but this is a brand new creation, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Basically, what we are doing, we simply want to show that anybody can drive green. The concept of the Go Green at the rally is based on an education program that will demonstrate that you can improve your emission and drive green. And something interesting, you know, because sometimes when you say drive green, people believe drive slow. Now, we just want to show that the green drivers are smart drivers and basically use the car in a very wise manner and improve its emission.
Very cool. And you go to your rally and you probably learn a lot of tricks, a lot of kind of hyper-miling and other types of skills. Tell us a little bit about some of the skills that are acquired by going to the rally.
But people will be surprised, but the skill are basically the skill of a racing driver. Because, you know, who better than a racing driver can teach you to be a better driver?
That's right.
And the green concept is just to show that you are a better driver, you are a smart driver. So basically we have the racing industry, and we just announced here at the SEMA show our partnership with the American Le Mans Series.
Oh, wonderful.
And people probably know that the American Le Mans Series is very green-focused. It's supported by the Department of Energy and EPA, and also a lot of car manufacturers who basically test and race with new technology which are cleaner. So what we are doing with the racing community is basically use instructors who are ex-racing drivers just to teach you how to drive with more finesse, with more common sense, and use your car in a very smart manner to be a green driver. And what's a green driver? First, your benefit is, of course, to reduce your fuel consumption, but also, you know, to know all the tips that, like, for example, tires pressure is an important tip. You know, if you don't have the right tires pressure, you could increase your fuel consumption by 3 to 8%.
Right.
Okay, so that, you know, I would be curious to test how many people here check their tires pressure. I think very few. So we basically give you all the tips, and we have developed a very smart application available at this stage for the iPhone 3G and iPhone 4 that basically give you all the key elements about emission consumption and driving style that help us during the Go Green at Rally to give you your ranking.
That's great, and I would imagine, too, that folks can learn a lot of simple tips, like you say, in proper air inflation and also smoothness, which is something that comes out of the racing world as well. That would translate to better fuel economy, I would imagine, Jean-Paul.
Yes, basically what it does, it translates in fuel economy, okay, that's one thing. It's improved the safety element because mm-hmm. you become a better driver, and at the end you improve your emission for the community, and everybody knows that in this country, unfortunately, we have a challenge about air quality. You know, when you know that 50% of the American population is directly or indirectly impacted by air quality with asthma disease, respiratory disease, or lung disease, it's quite frightening. So basically, everybody is aware that something needs to be done. You can do it first with a very easy starting point, is just to improve your driving style. After that, and that's part also of the Go Green at Your Rally, we want to educate you about all those new green technology. Do you want to buy an hybrid car? Do you want to mm-hmm. buy electric cars? Do you want to go for a flexi car and use more renewable fuel?
Right.
Basically, all those options will be part of this green festival that we organize.
Excellent. Tell us about the festival. Is it going to be held specifically at one location, or is this something that will be held at multiple locations around North America?
We will organize it in multiple locations. So next year we will have 10 Go Green at a Rally that will go from the West Coast to the East Coast, and also will visit the Midwest, and we will do a sort of championship, so, which means that when you will come to the rally, you will basically do a different kind of stage, and we have designed a very attractive concept, which at each stage you can be rewarded for your green driving. On top of that, we create different kind of category from subcompact car to exotic car. So you can come either with a Smart or a Ferrari to do the Go Green at the rally. So that's pretty cool. And the best drivers of each category will come to a final. And we are planning to organize the final of the Go Green at the rally next year in the national park, because we are very green.
Excellent. How can folks find out more information about the Go Green Rally?
The Go Green at the rally, first, I suggest you visit our website at www.gogreenautorally.com, okay, and you will find a lot of information. We are doing our pilot program this weekend for the first time in Long Beach. You know, Long Beach is,
sure,
of course, a tradition about racing. You know, everybody knows about the Long Beach Grand Prix. And I think, you know, it's a natural starting point for us, and we are very happy to be on the West Coast to start with this first Go Green at the rally. And the team that will basically take care of you are people from the racing industry, as I said, but as well as a lot of the green enthusiasts that are looking forward to make this challenge work.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event, and we wish you the best of luck with it. Thank you so much for stopping by our broadcast locale and giving us the latest on this new endeavor.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I wish you a good day.
Thank you. He's Jean-Paul Libert from the Go Green Rally. This gentleman previously was behind another entity called World Class Driving, which I participated in once, in which you got to drive five supercars in the course of a day. And it was very cool, and now he's kind of taking that spin and putting it into teaching people how to drive more efficiently and using, no doubt, probably some hybrid vehicles and definitely the supercars that I drove on the world-class driving experience. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America, and I'm bringing you part two of the exclusive SEMA coverage of the trade show held annually every year in Las Vegas. It concluded about 10 days or so ago, and I recorded about 60 different interviews, so last week and this week we are focusing specifically on bringing you some of those interviews. Next week at this time, I'm going to be bringing you coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. It's the first of the big four North American shows in which the car makers show the press new vehicles and concept vehicles. There are going to be a whole number of world debuts as well as North American debuts at the show. And matter of fact, one of the secrets has been officially let out by the folks at Nissan. There were rumors circulating around that they were going to do a convertible version of their Murano, which is their four-door sport utility vehicle. Well, Nissan has leaked some official photos of this 2011 Nissan Murano, what they're calling the Cross Cabriolet, and surprise, surprise, it's a two-door, so it is not going to be a four-door. Originally, it was rumored it was going to be a four-door, making it the world's only four-door convertible and certainly only four-door SUV convertible, but Nissan can now say that they've got the world's first all-wheel drive crossover convertible. However, with its retractable hardtop convertible, I would imagine that trunk space has been eaten up significantly, so the cargo-carrying capability of the Murano is gone, as well as the four-door flexibility. Personally, I wish that they had done a four-door variant of this vehicle and kept some cargo-carrying capability, because I think there are a number of people out there who would like to drive a vehicle with all-wheel drive capability and also have the capacity to carry some things around. The problem with a lot of the retractable hardtop convertibles, they're beautiful in execution, but most of them have very little trunk space. Certainly, I think presently the best incarnation of the retractable hardtop is the Mercedes SL. But we'll see more of them in the future. And more of SEMA's coverage straight ahead right here on Auto World. Baby, let's cruise away from here.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at windbluepower.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are bringing you coverage of the recently concluded SEMA Show 2010. My name is Bob Long, joined by a gentleman I always enjoy speaking with. We've been speaking for, I don't know how many years, at least 15, I'd say.
That's at least all we'll admit to, right?
That's right. Neither one of us are a day older, but nevertheless, he's one of my favorites. He is Nate Sheldon, Hearst Performance Vehicles Chairman. Hey there, Nate. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, it's great to see you, too. This is an exhausting show. It's exciting, but it's exhausting as well.
Long days. Yeah, you bet.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, my associate here, Jose Pino, who does some sales for my radio shows, his shoes actually exploded. He has visual proof of the shoes actually imploding. And so that's not uncommon because...
I thought we were going to get a little explosion in the microphone.
I know. Well, we'll add that later. Good idea, Nate. So this covers such a huge area, and we were talking yesterday to Scooter Brothers, who's the chairman-elect for SEMA, and of course that is a distinction that you have held, my friend.
That's right. Yeah.
What's it like to be chairman of this event? Is it a lot of work?
It's a lot of work, but it's a magnificent experience. I mean, it's just tremendous. I was actually chair during 9/11, and I don't know if you know it.
Oh, I remember.
We decided to have this show. We were the first major trade show in the country right after 9/11.
That's true.
And it was a great decision, but it was kind of a daunting task to take
to
it on.
Do it.
We had a lot of people from overseas that didn't want to fly and
exactly
things going on, but we had a great show, and it's the greatest thing we could have ever done because the following year was the greatest show we'd ever had.
Yeah, no, I remember it quite well, and I remember those days. So that was a wonderful decision that you made.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the cool things that you're up to right now. Hearst is back. And, of course, Hearst is back in the business of building cars. And this is really exciting news. Any special announcements here at the show?
Well, we didn't actually do any brand-new rollouts here at the show, but we did have two very special cars here. BFG, who is our tire supplier, just came out, is getting ready to come out in November with a new Redline 18-inch and 19-inch tire.
Cool.
And they wanted to do a car kind of around that. So we kind of took a little deviation from what we normally do, and we built what we called our Redline series.
Excellent.
Car, which is a V6 Camaro 6-speed, and what we did is we put a remote mount STS turbo in the back of the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, car makes about 400 horsepower, gets 32 to 33 miles a gallon. It's just a hoot to drive. Still has all of our traditional lines on it. Still is numbered. We're only going to build 50 of them.
Wow.
Still has the Hearst logos on that side. It has a great interior. We did the red inlay in all the seats, and you know, it's just really a neat car. And then the other thing we have here this year is we actually did the pace car again for the Ford Mustang Challenge series.
Oh, great.
And we did a flip of what we did last year. Last year was a white convertible with a white top, white interior. This year we did a black convertible, black interior, black top. And that car's going to Austin Hatcher. In fact, that car's leaving the show and going to the showroom at Barrett Jackson. And it's going to stay there until next year's auction, and it's going to be auctioned off to the Austin Hatchett Foundation.
So oh, that's wonderful. That. Well, that's great news. And, of course, you have such a wonderful wide variety of products right now in your portfolio. I mean, you've got some really cool things happening with the Challenger and also with the Mustang and with the Camaro. I mean, it's a great time to be in the business of building performance vehicles.
It absolutely is. We're also doing the Vipers. And
oh, that's right.
Some of the Hearst ACRs and some of the regular Vipers.
Yeah.
Some of those have come out really nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The one we auctioned off in 2009 at the Barrett Jackson for Victory Junction Gang Camp, that car brought $250,000.
Oh, wow.
Most expensive Viper, the most expensive Hearst car that ever sold.
That's great.
Yeah.
For those of our listeners who know the name Hearst but may not be familiar with the history of the company, when did it first start, Hearst?
Well, Hearst is actually a 53-year-old company.
Mm-hmm.
Started naturally in Pennsylvania. At that time, basically, we're known for shifters, and they started building George was kind of known as the father of the first two-piece modular wheel.
Yeah.
So they built a wheel at that time, and so in fact, that's one of the things we've adopted in the new cars.
Yes.
We actually did a 20-inch simulation of that original 14 and 15 inch wheel that he used to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Putting them on all the cars. Yeah, it really is cool. But yeah, 53 years. They were in the car business starting, I think, in 68. Ran through mid 80s.
Yes.
Especially with Oldsmobile and Pontiac, and did some Camaro stuff. Actually, they did a little bit of everything. They did some of the AMXs, as you probably remember. They even did a couple of the International Harvester Scouts.
Exactly.
And Jeeps as well. Yeah, so they were really busy for some of them.
And I find it remarkable that you guys still will repair old Hearst shifters, whether it's an automatic shifter or a manual shifter. All you have to do is send it back to the Hearst facility.
Yeah, that's right. We'll do both the OE style and the original performance style. They're a little bit different. The OEs had a bit more bushings and stuff in them, and they were assembled a little bit different. But we will rebuild those as well as rebuild the original Hearst shifters. A lot of guys that are doing a lot of these new restorations, and they're really, really particular about how that car comes out. They send us those sticks. We just did a car for a guy here a few weeks ago that had a double Coppel Camaro. And he sent us a stick out, and he was worried to death, and just had to get it perfect. You know?
Yeah.
And he was glowing when he got it back.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he just couldn't say enough nice things about how good it looked.
Certainly, here at SEMA 2010, there have been a number of new additions, including the fact that folks got to come in early before the show opened and vote for kind of the coolest car, and it was the Camaro, and you guys have done some wonderful Hearst Camaros.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw the one that, and maybe I shouldn't be talking about
that. That's okay, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if you saw the one that was in Motor Trend.
That was wonderful.
That was a fantastic car. That's our top-of-the-line car. That car pulled a full 0.96 Gs on the skid pad.
Amazing.
Yeah, in stock trim. Stopped almost 10 feet shorter than the stock car with the stock brakes and just an upgrade in the suspension and the tires.
Wow. That
shows how much you can do with just suspension and tire and a little tuning.
And, of course, there's always the nice Hearst interior tweaks that you do to the vehicles, including that Camaro.
Yeah, we actually do a really neat seat. We take the leather and we dye it a gold, for instance, in the black cars.
Okay.
And then we dye it a black. And then when we punch the perforationals in it, the gold kind of comes through. Yeah, we double baseball stitch them all in the gold. So you get the
Oh, that's cars. Great.
And then naturally, we always put the hard drive shifter in it with the gold anodized handle on it. And it really looks fantastic.
Oh, that is great. And I don't know why, I just have a thing for the current generation Challengers and the SRT8, and we still aren't quite sure what the 6.4 variant of the Hemi is going to put out horsepower-wise, and there's rumors of an 8-speed automatic transmission, but you guys have been building some great Challengers in the last few years.
Well, in fact, we've probably done more Challengers than anything we've done. I don't know if that's because of the old Hurst Hemi Challenge days, you know.
Right.
But we have done more of those than probably any other car we've done. The Camaro is really starting to come on for us now. We're starting to do quite a few of those. But, yeah, that's a beautiful car. I personally have a Challenger, an SRT8, that we've modified. And you're right, I'm really, really excited about this new 6.4. We're here at 480 horsepower.
Yeah.
And when you load a supercharger on top of that, it ought to be just a killer car. So.
Absolutely. That will be a fun ride indeed. And the thing I like about the Challenger, too, is not only does it look like it stepped right out of 1970, but it also has, you know, a real usable trunk. I actually took press car on a little trip, and you can load a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. In fact, I had to get after my guys because they were laying the back seats down on the thing, just loading it up with everything. They weren't carrying anything in pickup trucks or anything. Take my car. Come on, we got to use this thing.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Fantastic. So how does it work? If somebody wanted to order, let's say, a Hurst Camaro or Hurst Challenger, what would somebody have to do?
Well, there's several ways to go about it. They can go to their local dealer and basically order one. They can go onto our website, which is www.hurst-performance.com, and they can look up all their local dealers, or they can even call us on a direct basis if they don't have a dealer in their area, and we'd love to help them directly.
And then, of course, if there's an owner out there right now who would like to take advantage of the lovely new wheels that you guys offer, those are available a la carte. You don't have to necessarily buy a whole package. You can get those separate, Nate.
That's right. And we've just done a new kind of special touch on that wheel. We actually put a Hurst logo just below the valve stem now, so you can authenticate the fact that it is a Hurst wheel when you buy it.
Oh, that's great.
It'll always be there, so.
Terrific. Nate Sheldon, always one of my favorite guests. He is the chairman of Hurst Performance Vehicles. Get some rest. We still got a few more days to go here at SEMA.
Two more days.
That's right.
But it's energizing, you know.
It sure is.
You come in tired, but boy, when you leave, you're pretty excited about things.
Absolutely. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Okay, great, Bob. Good seeing you again.
Great to see you, too.
Some more coverage of the recently concluded SEMA show here in held in Las Vegas here on Auto World. I'm still a little bit tired from this show, to be honest with you, and I've got another show upcoming this week, the LA Auto Show, and that's what you're going to be hearing next week at this time on the broadcast, coverage of some of the great debut vehicles. And let me tell you about some of the vehicles that are going to be shown for the first time in Los Angeles. Anticipated convertible version of the Camaro will be debuting there. Also, we're going to be seeing the new Dodge Charger for 2011, and that's just the beginning. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.